Air New Zealand's ramping up domestic airfares from tomorrow. Last week, the national carrier warned travel agents that all existing bookings need to be ticketed by midnight to avoid any price changes. On Checkpoint in February, Air New Zealand boss Greg Foran warned customers to expect price hikes, saying the carrier had been absorbing cost increases of around 30% and could not continue doing so. Its half-year profits plummeted in the first half of the year, and it's forecasting a bumpy second half too. Consumer New Zealand Chief Executive John Duffy joins us now. Kia ora, John.
Hi, Lisa.
A virtual monopoly Air New Zealand has, so is it fair for people to question whether a price hike is, well, fair to them?
Yeah, I think it is fair for people to question price increases. I mean, look, we all know that things like fuel and the cost of hiring people is going up, and so it's absolutely legitimate for Air New Zealand to be saying that their costs are increasing. The problem we have is that we just don't know how far the price increases are justified, and we think it's time for a bit more transparency in how airline travel in New Zealand is priced.
So, John, what would that transparency look like? How would we get it?
Well, what we've seen in other industries where we have highly concentrated markets, like the supermarket sector or the banking sector, is that the Commerce Commission's been asked to do a market study into that sector, look at all of the elements in play, look at the level of competition, and work out whether travellers, in the airline, case of the airlines, are actually paying a fair price for the service they're receiving.
Market studies take such a long time. I mean, the grocery one, the supermarkets, is an example of that. Other airline association, for example, has called for an independent price monitoring via the Ministry of Transport, saying that they already have and can access the data. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, that could be a helpful short-term measure, absolutely. But if we're going to really put the underlying market structure issues, the competition issues, under the microscope, the market study is the best mechanism. And ultimately, you know, what we want to see in our aviation sector in New Zealand is that, you know, the market's doing what good markets do, where you've got competition that forces the players in that market to give you the best price as a consumer because they're actually fighting for your custom. We don't see that in most sectors in the New Zealand aviation market because Air New Zealand's usually the only player.
And that's unlikely to change, right? So how can they be forced to adjust their pricing?
Well, price controls are a contentious subject, and we don't know whether those price controls are warranted. And that's kind of the point. We don't have the transparency over how pricing's set in the market to say, yeah, actually, this is a fair price to Air New Zealand, or these increases are fair increases, or actually, they're only able to jack the price up by what they're jacking it up because there's no real competition in the market to stop them doing it. If we had the answer to those questions, we'd be able to, you know, make better decisions.
Should customers be able to see exactly the price increase on a specific route? Because it's quite difficult. Whereas if I go and buy a bottle of fizzy or a block of cheese, right, one week to the next, I can see exactly how much the price has changed.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of mystery, I guess, as a way of describing it, to airline pricing, right? It's what's called dynamic pricing. So you can go and look at an airfare today, and that airfare might be completely differently priced tomorrow because of how many seats have been sold on the plane. And as consumers, we have really no visibility. And then, you know, ultimately, there is a bit of a lack of trust and suspicion around how the algorithms that set these prices are actually working, and whether indeed, in some cases, the scarcity that's advertised, you know, five seats left, get in quick, whether that's actually genuine or not.
I mean, dynamic pricing is good for the person selling the product or service. And you see it in the school holidays, and we get a huge number of texts and feedback about this when they see the prices go up because it gets close to the school holidays. I mean, is that a fair way of operating?
Well, people don't like it, absolutely. And, you know, in New Zealand prices, it's structured that way, right? There's a base price, and then as fewer and fewer seats become available on a plane, they're able to keep increasing the prices, and that's really where they start making their margin. I think people don't like it because of the lack of transparency, and that is an area that could be improved, and an area, again, that would benefit from a really good look from the Commerce Commission, because they'd be able to say this is exactly how it works, and this is the margin that the airline's earning by pricing in this way.
John, do you get many complaints about Air New Zealand?
We do, and certainly everyone will remember through COVID, the Airmageddon, I think it was called, when everybody suddenly couldn't fly anymore, and we got an enormous amount of complaints about Air New Zealand. In normal times, I guess non-pandemic times, we get fewer complaints, but they are still probably one of our frequent flyers in terms of businesses that get complained about.